Hi, welcome back, and it's Deanne on the Deanne Burley Show, live on RBN, live that is, and folks, if you want to hear me during the week, I'm on Truth Radio from Monday through Friday at 6 p.m., 7 p.m. Central Time. Callers, call me at 847-594-1620, or email me at danne.burley@gmail.com, and those listening, please use our telephone service. It's great. Hear the program and broadcast anywhere if you use the phones. And we also are going up to our new broadcast. We have our featured broadcast, that is Black Hawk In with David Hawkins. But before we bring David in, we also have Joseph still online. And we're going to talk a little bit about the World Trade Center. World Trade Center was built at a cost of $750 million. Seven buildings were in the complex that spanned 12 blocks. And it was built on April 4th, 1973. The thing that was really interesting is the fact there was 435 companies, and 26 of these companies were owned by foreign countries. I don't know if you know that. Were over 40,000 workers. Agents that were in, by the way, on the 27th floor of Building 7, there was an FBI agency office, CIA office, hidden in the Building 7 on the 27th floor. Agents in that office also worked for the FBI counterterrorist efforts in New York City, thus reporting back to Giuliani. Giuliani also had a special bunker office on the 23rd floor in Building 7. Now, the thing that was really curious at this time were these agents that were in the CIA office that were sent out on a special mission to surf through the rubble to recover and seek out documents or material, sensitive documents material from the buildings 1 and 2 that, later collapsed. Now, the secret agency office also that was in that World Trade Center Building 7 that was destroyed on that fateful date by, it seems like, controlled demolition, also was involved with having spied on, diplomats. That's one of the specialties in that office. They were used to spy on diplomats and handle anti-terrorism cases. This is what was reported the Sunday after in the New York Times. CIA office operated behind a false front, which was located in Building 7, the Times reported. All the agency employees were evacuated to safety. And why were they evacuated? What was it that was going to hit that particular building? There was nothing from rubble from the first two towers. There was nothing there that, blew up that building. So why were they evacuated? What was the need to move them? Nobody said to this day what that reason was. The office also recruited officers to work for United Nations diplomats, that is. Can you imagine CIA office involved with recruiting United Nations diplomats? And also they were involved with debriefing friendly U.S. Business executives who were returning from overseas. So, that office was very important. So for it to be demolished like that, what was going on? What was the purpose? Now, to tie in this other thing for my partner here, David, we're going to talk about this issue what Joseph has with a missing plane in 727 in Angola. And we'll be back at the top of this commercial with more here at the Deanne Burley Show with Black Hawk In, with a special featured guest, David Hawkins.
Oh. Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Headline news, activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Well, we're back, and here we are live on the Ann Burley Show with our special featured guest, David Hawkins, as a part of our program, Black Hawk Inn. David, are you there?
Yes, good evening, Deanne. Nice to be with you.
Hey, David. How are you doing? We also have another gentleman here that was on our first hour. His name is Joseph Padilla, and he has a very fascinating story about his brother missing in Angola with a missing 727. And the plane was converted to a special cargo plane for extra fuselages. Carrying, was it diesel fuel, was it not, Joseph?
Yes, it was 10 500-gallon fuel tanks that was put in, yes, all in diesel fuel.
Now, you remember what we were talking about, converting these planes. Now, what do you feel of this, David? That's why I wanted him to stay on for this segment, about a plane being converted with extra diesel fuel on the plane. Would that not make it a traveling bomb?
Oh, totally. And what's exciting for me in this last couple of weeks, I've been investigating an illegal program of modifications by Boeing, for which they've been charged and fined and convicted, of Boeing passenger planes for dual use. For example, Boeing 737s, they modified them with a gyroscope, a military specification gyroscope, which is used in the Raytheon Maverick missile, and they exported them to China. So they paid a huge fine, $15 million for that. The tragedy, of course, is that those planes with that missile gyroscope, they can be flown by Boeing satellites, by the Iridium satellites, and in their final stages, for example, in the approach to the Pentagon, they can be converted to a missile. So I don't know the exact circumstances of Joseph's brother's disappearance, if I understand correctly, but Boeing now runs what is technically known as a just-in-time network in Gatineau in Quebec, which covers world trade in items such as modified Boeings. And if, for example, they have a liability or a whistleblower, and I'm not accusing Boeing's directors of this, but let's say we have people who want the, someone removed and all the evidence disappeared, they can arrange for one of these Boeings to crash, as happened on 9/11, through the Boeing satellite control system, and then burst into flames, and if they're loaded up with incendiaries, Diane and Joseph, there is no evidence.
Now Joseph, from what he's saying here, this is not something that's not just currently happening, David. This is something that's been going on for a long time through Boeing. Is that not true?
Yes, that's right. The woman who was the senior procurement officer of the United States Air Force, Darlene Drian, she apparently was practicing various forms of procurement fraud dating back to 1992. And right through 9/11 and on, she was trading benefits for her children and a future opportunity to work with Boeing in return for huge kickback and patronage arrangements through the United States Air Force. One was a $6 billion sweetheart deal with 767 refueling. And she then joined in 2002 Boeing as the vice president. Shortly after that, she was charged with various forms of procurement fraud, and she did time in prison. And the chief financial officer and director of Boeing, when he made a presentation after this, he basically told the Boeing directors, we have a culture of deceit. It's 10 years old. It's huge. It permeates the entire company.
Well, is there any thing, too, that Boeing does? Just out of curiosity, since you've done a lot of research on this, in regards to, any of their planes missing from the United States, do they get involved with investigations? Or, if a plane ends up missing, is it just tossed over to whoever the final, guy that owns it? What happens when missing?
Here you have the ingredients of a massive insurance fraud. And coming back to 9/11, for example, the biggest institutional investor in Boeing is the Teachers' Pension Fund. The Teachers' Pension Fund, and it's known in the trade as just Teachers, is the world's largest private pension fund, around $340 to $370 billion under management. Deanne, in the run-up to 2001, the Teachers' Pension Fund owned the mortgage on building number 7 in the World Trade Center complex in Manhattan. And building number 7 was never hit by a plane, but at 5:20 p.m. on September the 11th, it was demolished in a controlled explosion that left a pool of molten steel in the debris pile. What I suggest to you and your listeners is that the Teachers' Pension Fund insiders collected insurance on that building. And when those planes crashed, for example, the Teachers' Pension Fund is the largest institutional investor inside Boeing and would therefore have been an insider as to whether or not it was a smart idea to insure the Boeing planes participating in the 9/11 war games. And as you know, 4 of those planes were lost. Had they been insured by the Teachers' Insiders would have made a huge amount of money in collecting the insurance on the planes that were destroyed. It's one way of removing excess capacity.
Now, Joseph, you're there still, but do you have any questions for David in regards to the situation with your brother?
All this that he's saying is just blown me away. I mean, it's like, it's all an inside job, it sounds like our government's got something to do with it or has a hand in it. Nothing surprises me anymore. And this plane, I don't know, when the gentleman mentioned insurance fraud, I even seen a story on the internet thinking, you know, that people were saying, could it be that Mara Joseph had this arranged to collect insurance on the plane? Nothing surprises me anymore. You know, the bottom line is, I don't care what they've done with the plane. They could have it, but give me my brother. That's the bottom line. I want my brother back. And
well, Joseph, it's a tragic story, but let me run a few other parallel stories. Ron Brown, the first black American Secretary of Commerce.
Yes, I remember.
In 1996, he was flying towards Dubrovnik in Bosnia.
Yeah, and the plane crashed. Yeah,
and the plane crashed. But when they did the analysis of his body, they found traces of thermite, which is an incendiary, which burns at in excess of around 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit, which is hotter than half the temperature of the sun. And that same year, TWA 800, eyewitnesses saw a bright pulse or plasma coming from that plane, consistent with a bomb on board. Now, the intriguing thing about that is now this just-in-time asset tracking system, which has been set up in Gatineau, Quebec, through the Sabre passenger booking system, is able to inspect in real time the passenger manifests of every passenger plane flying in North America and, for all I know, around the world. That means if a plane should be rigged with one of these embedded gyroscopes and incendiaries, at any time that plane can be taken out of the skies, crashed and destroyed in a heat that literally vaporizes all the evidence. And if people are so minded, they could have taken out a life insurance policy. God forbid they did that with your brother.
Yeah.
But what it means is they can take out a life insurance policy on those passengers before they die. And it's a number one method in the world of money laundering to launder dirty money.
Now, didn't you say that them systems were put on 737s, but not 727s?
The gyro chip, which is made by BEI of Little Rock, Arkansas. Actually, the director of that company is the former chairman of the law firm that hired Hillary Clinton. And they provide this gyroscope, and it's called the Gyro Chip, the trade name.
Uh-huh.
It's a high-precision gyroscope. It's solid state. There's no moving parts. It's extremely accurate. And they put it inside the Maverick missile that Raytheon produces, which is a solid-state, solid-propellant rocket missile. They installed it on Boeing 737s. There's no reason why they shouldn't install it on 757s, 767s, or 727s, as far as I know.
Yeah.
But the effect of that is it's embedded in the avionics. And when you want that plane to fly like a missile, you basically take control of the plane through the autopilot, instruct the gyroscope to fly with its axis for the orientation of the plane that takes it along a flight path into the target, and from then on it's literally fire and forget mode. It just flies straight into the target. And that's what happened with the Pentagon when Flight 77 took out the U.S. Naval Command Center.
Now, the interesting story, too, again, with more missing planes, as the caller called in earlier, it was close to $3 trillion that was missing from the Pentagon. And again, in this particular circumstances, again, there were planes missing. And it seems that there are a lot of these airlines that are missing. And why is it that no one is investigating the fact that these large planes are going bye-bye out of, you know, Pentagon areas, airports, and things like that? It's just crazy. We're going to commercial. We'll be back up after this break, talking to David Hawkins, the Black Hawk Inn, our special unit, and also Joseph Snella about his brother missing in Angola. Callers, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Well, we're back. And we with our guest on our program. We're with David Hawkins with our special unit, Black Hawk Inn, investigating the crimes of 9/11. And we also have Joseph Patello on the line about his brother. David, you were talking before the break.
Yeah, that's right. You'd asked the question about why is no one blowing the whistle on this. Well, this is classical 50-year-old racketeering, Diane and Joseph, because you imagine the people who survived. Well, no one survived on the plane, but the people on Ron Brown's plane, they were senior officers in the United States Air Force. They were New York Times journalists, et cetera, et cetera. The people in TWA 800 or whatever. The people who hear about this and they realize there was a very strong probability that those planes were blown up in midair by a pressure bomb or a remote control bomb, they know that they can be killed at any time. The guy in the Pentagon, Captain Gerald DeConto, he was the duty officer of the U.S. Naval Command Center. On Monday, the 10th of September, 2001, if anyone had said to him, tomorrow there's going to be a plane flying through the window of your office at 9:37 and it's going to kill you, you'd have laughed, right?
Right.
However, 120 or 160 or 180 brilliant people in the Pentagon were killed when that plane came through the window. That means, I believe, in the United States Air Force, in the military, in the Navy, in the White House, there is terror on the rampage. They know that there are planes out there. They could be in them, or they could be the target for a plane that's been modified into a missile, and they're dead. So they're terrified.
During the time of September 11, they had stated that there were a number of planes that did not go in the air that were a part of that terrorist event. That basically when this thing happened, were told to stand down. So those planes are still out there somewhere existing. We don't know who had them, who they are, where they are, but they're out here somewhere.
That's absolutely right, Deanne Joseph. What should have happened when they fined Boeing for installing those gyro chips? They should have grounded every one of the planes that had those gyro chips on them, and they should have been reverse engineered, because with the gyro chip and the Iridium satellite communication system operated by Boeing through Gatineau in Quebec, those are flying missiles. And in fact, they could be assembled as cluster bombs, and at any time, the people who controlled those gyro chips could assemble 10, 20, 50, or 100 planes above North America and turn them into dive bombs, and they would overwhelm the defenses of the United States, because you would have a huge moral problem. You think you've got a passenger plane flying at you. It's actually a drone, but you don't know that. How are you going to get permission or make a decision, a moral decision, to shoot that thing down before it takes out United States Air Force base?
And on these planes, too, you have to think also they're similar to the kamikaze flights from World War II, except for these things we're talking about, I'm pretty sure, I would say 90% sure, that they're unmanned. I don't think they have passengers in it or pilots. They just are drone planes, automatically piloted from remote places, set up to, do what we're talking about, become, new levels of missiles.
Yeah,
what is your view of that?
Yeah, they were set up as, I believe, as decoys. So they were given a paint job, and I believe they were modified in Canada. They had these gyro chips or gyroscopes installed so they could be flown as missiles. And inside the fuselage, they replaced the insulation, the vibration insulation, with rubber sheets that actually serve as insulation but are actually solid propellant rocket fuel, which when they ignite, they burn at 5,800 degrees Fahrenheit. So right now, you have perhaps 200 planes that could be flying as regular passenger planes, and the passengers get in and they get out, and nothing ever happens. And then someone makes a decision to make another attempted coup, and I think 9/11 was an attempted coup d'etat. It's been totally underplayed as a bunch of guys with box cutters. But I just remind listeners, if Flight 93 that crashed in the field outside Pennsylvania, had hit the Capitol building, it would have killed congressmen and senators, and basically the American administration would have been decapitated, and you'd have had martial law.
But you see, that didn't happen, and since it didn't happen,
they're going to try it again.
That was not the plan. There was something else more devious than that. It was targeting certain areas, because if somebody has this kind of capability to divert planes into missiles and use them in this, they could have completely taken down the United States and controlled the United States immediately upon the first attack. It was not set up that way. It was set up just enough to harm certain places. And interesting enough, too, in Building 7, David, in New York City, why was it they had a CIA office located on the 27th floor that was involved with hiring diplomats? Why was the CIA office on the 27th floor involved with actually programming businessmen coming back from overseas? And then all of a sudden the office removes all the personnel out of there just before the building is demolished. And then after that, they send certain agents out to go through the debris to make sure there's no important records of paper left. We'll talk more about this when we return here at RBN Live. Caller is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. We're back with our special segment, Black Hawk Inn, with David Hawkins and myself, and we have our special guest here, Joseph Padello. We're talking about planes being converted into missiles, planes that are still out there that no one has been able to locate, sleeper planes that are in the United States or maybe outside. David, what do you think about this? You know, the possibility of sleeper planes still about here in the United States, or do you think they were somewhere from abroad and brought over here, the sleeper planes? Do you think they're here or they're gone?
Actually, that's an excellent term. I think they have been continuously modifying the Boeing 737s, and probably now they're into 757s and 767s, outside the jurisdiction of the United States, because Boeing got caught and had to pay the fine. I think they've been doing it in Canada, because we have a totally corrupt procurement system run through Ministry of Public Works, where any contract between a Canadian defense contractor and the United States, including NASA and the Coast Guard and the U.S. Department of Defense, is run through a prime contractor, the Canadian Commercial Corporation, And the way the Canadian Commercial Corporation works, it lends money to the manufacturer. For example, Cascade Aerospace out here in British Columbia does the modification to the 737s, which means immediately the supplier owes money, or in a sense is mortgaged to this prime contractor. So all that the prime contractor has to do is to squeeze the supplier or the manufacturer to produce equipment using classic loan sharking. You know, if you don't produce the goods on time, then we want the money back immediately, and if you can't give us the money back immediately, then you install the modification, which is illegal in the United States. Now, this outfit in British Columbia is the biggest in North America for modifying Boeing 737s. I think it can do about five a month. So let's say, and I don't make that allegation, but it would be perfectly possible, it's been retained by Canadian Commercial Corporation to do the modifications, five a month for 5 years, that's 60, 300, plus the 100 that Boeing paid the fine for. There could easily be 500 Boeing 737s traveling domestic United States and Canada and around the world that are, using your term, which I think is excellent, Deanne, sleeper planes, and they could become incendiary-laden missiles at the same point in time using Boeing's satellite command and control system.
And what would the heat intensity from having diesel fuel compiled in with the normal plane fluid, you know, in a converted plane, like in the situation with the 727? What would you think that would cause? Would it be, as hot as we were describing with the attack on the World Trade Center?
No, jet fuel, diesel, and office furniture, under perfect conditions with the maximum amount of oxygen necessary to get a complete conversion of the energy, I think you can get up to about 1,300 degrees Fahrenheit. That's not hot enough to weaken steel, and it's certainly not hot enough to destroy all the evidence of murder or arson. So in the case of Flight 93, the one that crashed in the field outside Shanksville, Pennsylvania, when the mayor of Indian Lake came to the scene, he said, "Where's the plane?" Because you could see the crater, but Deanne and Joseph, who's still here, there was nothing inside the crater. They had vaporized the evidence.
Yeah, I remember hearing that. It disintegrated.
Right, so to vaporize the evidence, you need what are called ultra-high temperature incendiaries, and where you can get those kind of temperatures is from Boeing's rocket fuel that it uses to send its Delta rockets and launch its satellites, and in the Maverick missile. So solid propellant rocket fuel with ammonium perchlorate will give you 5,800 degrees Fahrenheit, and note that steel melts at 2,800 degrees Fahrenheit, so you can literally get the steel to vaporize. And if you use liquid rocket fuel, which is liquid oxygen and liquid hydrogen, that burns at 6,000 degrees Fahrenheit. So you can vaporize the steel. You can vaporize the body parts. You can vaporize the passenger seats. You can vaporize the luggage. And there is no evidence of arson, murder, and insurance fraud. And that's what they did, Deanne.
Well,
that's what they did on 9/11.
I agree with that, but I was wondering, now this plane, this 727 that was missing, if we looked at the forensic evidence of that particular plane, his brother worked on it to make sure it was in condition to fly, and they reconverted it to a situation of putting extra fuselage inside the plane. So we now have, by, you know, what you have said, analogy, basically that it would not be possible to make it into something that would disintegrate evidence. But it was enough on there to, cause the burn of a plane or a missile. So what do you think they would have put this extra diesel fuselage on to a plane and then kidnapped the plane? What was the purpose for that?
Well, always the way to remove the evidence, you have to get the extreme heat, the ultra-high temperature incendiaries. So that modified plane could have contained the ultra-high temperature incendiaries as well. And it's regular day use, and this would have been, in my mind, a dual-use thing, would have been to perhaps ferry or act as a freighter for the diesel fuel. If, however, it was running guns or weapons or drugs, and they wanted to make sure that in the event of a discovery they could destroy all the evidence, they would have ignited the ultra-high temperature incendiaries, and that would have vaporized all the evidence, so the plane would no longer exist. From where I am now in British Columbia, I don't know what happened to Joseph's brother's plane. It may have crashed and just the diesel burnt, in which case there would be evidence for a forensic investigation. If, however, they ignited incendiaries and it had been modified to carry incendiaries, there would be, to all intents and purposes, no evidence.
Well, the thing that's interesting in that analogy you gave, the possibility of putting that on there, the heat that we're talking about, that you described, from having diesel fuel, would be enough to cover up the evidence if there was drugs, like, for instance, cocaine shipments or things. That would be enough to wipe out that and clear out that evidence, would you say, or not?
No, I don't think those, you see, generally with these fires, you don't get all the oxygen you want. So something that is sheltered, maybe it's got some dust or it's gone into the dirt, you would have intact body parts, you'd have intact drugs, etc. So it'd be very easy to analyze for a forensic investigator that it was a plane carrying drugs, etc., maybe with long-distance fuel tanks. So the idea of putting the incendiaries in is always to vaporize the evidence. And what I'm thinking generally now with this just-in-time network in Gatineau, Quebec, is they now control world trade in drugs and weapons and missiles, etc., with a ferrying or a platform that can, in the limit, if it's discovered, vaporize the evidence.
So that could have been added onto that plane as well.
Yes, it could have been modified in that way.
So now, if it is a situation of modification, okay, to everyone's knowledge to this date, there has not been any remains of any plane similar to a 727 found anywhere, not a missing one. So, you know, it's a possibility that this plane was repainted, put another, registration code on it, and, you know, it could be sitting somewhere. Now, his brother, on the other hand, were trying to figure out if his brother is still alive or dead. Do you think that they would have killed his brother or kept him for further maintenance use?
Well, that's just too hypothetical. I need to know a lot more about the circumstances, but I worked in Africa for 3 years. It's a big place. A lot of people tragically get killed every day in civil war, and they can disappear. It's pretty easy to hide a body on a continent that size.
So you think he might still be in Africa and not somewhere else?
He might be alive. He might be in captivity. I feel pathetic that I can't be useful, but I just don't have enough facts to say anything useful.
Right. Well, the thing is, I just was trying to see if there was a way that we could, you know, determine somehow where that plane may have gone. Because, I mean, they waited 2 years to come back and tell him that they did not investigate the fact that his brother was missing in Angola.
Does Joseph know?
The State Department. He went to them, and for 2 years, they never, ever investigated through here, but they put the investigation on the Angola government, which is very odd.
Well, the U.S. Department of State, I have a lot of questions about, because in the run-up to 9/11, the Department of Justice and the Department of State bought a huge number of these Iridium satellite phones, which were the only phones systems to work through 9/11. When that flight hit the Pentagon, it had a pulse bomb inside it, and it knocked out the wire and wireless communication systems in the Pentagon. And so the communications of the Pentagon were transferred to Iridium, which is controlled by Boeing and this teacher's pension fund. And I'm thinking again of the coup d'etat. The U.S. Department of Justice and the U.S. Department of State, those would be the government agencies that had continuity of government authority in the event the American Republic had been decapitated.
Yes, and the other thing that was really strange, too, again, is United Airlines was taken over by AXA insurance. You know, we've mentioned that before some broadcast back. So, you know, if it was taken over by AXA that was in partnership with getting these peasant life insurance premiums out, this shows a connection to all of this, to, you know, high crimes and treasonous acts.
Yes,
by
totally.
Corporation.
The private equity group or the private placement group that has custody of the Teachers' Pension Fund, which is the $380 billion fund. So that private equity group, there are 50 people in it. One of them is General Alexander Haig, you know, the I'm in charge guy who after Reagan was shot, and a senior guy from AXA who, by the name of Joseph Malone, who's the emeritus chairman of Equitable Life in New York, and that's an AXA subsidiary, or it's a 50% owned AXA subsidiary. And they were the people who had life insurance on the firefighters who went in to the North and South Towers and died. And 6 days after 9/11, they opened an emergency payment office in Falls Church, Virginia, and in downtown Manhattan at the AXA Galleries to expedite payments of life insurance. Now, the tragedy there is, if I get the death certificate from the family of the people who died, I can send that to another jurisdiction, say in Switzerland or in France, and I can use that to process dirty money or launder dirty money. And AXA's directors in France have been jailed and questioned by magistrates for what is known in America as dead peasant life insurance.
Well, Joseph, do you have a question that you want to ask David at all in regards to this?
Well, I would like to say this. When the plane was going down the runway and then reports said that the plane started making crazy ground maneuvers before it took off, could that be that it was being radio controlled or whatever?
Well, that's very interesting because when was this, Joseph? What year?
It was in May the 25th, 2003.
Okay, this is very interesting because on May the 3rd, 2001, a British Columbia company, McDonnell Detweiler and Associates, won a contract with the United States Air Force for what is known as remote instrument approach procedures, mm-hmm. where a plane, a Boeing, could be flown remotely by uploading the waypoints and steered by someone outside the cockpit, maybe in an accompanying jet.
Yeah.
So that technology produced by McDonnell Detweiler and Associates of Richmond, British Columbia, combined with the gyroscope, means I can get real close to a target by remote control. That's called a remotely piloted aircraft. And then I can switch to drone mode, where the gyroscope is programmed with the target GPS, global positioning system, and it flies straight into the target with 50 centimeters accuracy. So it sounds like your brother's plane was being controlled, unless there's some other explanation, from outside the cockpit, or from takeoff and onwards.
Yeah, what I had thought, now this is just my own thought, I had thought that when the report said that the plane started making crazy ground maneuvers, first thing in my head was that someone was trying to take control of the plane from my brother, and maybe he was trying to fight him off.
Was he flying the plane?
No. From what I understand, from the owner of the plane, he told me that my brother was to take the plane out to the runway to rev the engines up to see how they were performing. And
right.
if they were fine after that test, then he was to take it back into the hangar until he got the pilot, hired a pilot and a co-pilot, and then he would be the flight engineer on that.
Right.
Flight out, taking it to the new owners.
So they could have stolen the plane.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Yeah, well, I guess anything's possible. Yeah, I just don't know what the truth is.
Because it looks like the at various times there's an excess capacity of Boeing planes, well, any planes, and one of the ways of getting your money back, if you've lent money to Boeing and it can't pay it back because it can't sell its planes, well, you remove that excess capacity by taking out insurance on the plane and then crashing it,
yeah.
making it disappear.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've heard that scenario also.
So that
well,
may be...
in this case, you know, And I gather there's going to be more cases coming up because, like, you know, just in April, there's a situation with the Saudi royal house being investigated for the trafficking of drugs into, you know, Florida. And, you know, the conversion of these planes is becoming a huge issue. And the thing is that the State Department and this government needs to be more abreast of this, and there needs to be more follow-up action. Indeed, they come out and they say that they have all these anti-terrorist activities at the airport, but it seems that they're missing the bigger picture, which are these planes that are being reconverted. So what is your opinion of that, David?
Yeah, absolutely right, Diane. The problem of 9/11 has not even begun to be addressed until they find out if the planes that participated in the 9/11 war games were modified with a gyroscope, and how many other planes there are out there, and who's being terrified by the possibility of flying in one of those planes and not coming home.
Well, we're going to a break, and we'll be back. Callers, 800-313-9443.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Headline news, the much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion, if we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England and the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world serve its own needs. Dummy serve your own needs.
Well, we're back, and here we are with the final little part that we have left of Black Hawk Inn, and we're going to come up with an analysis here, and David, you want to give a segment here to talk about what you could see coming up in the future with our alert system that we had talked about? Do you see any alerts getting ready to happen?
Well, what I think we've established pretty well now is that with this just-in-time system that moves the weapons into place, they do it under cover of war games. So if there's a war game coming up, like the one off Guam, then they can use a decoy, like a group of alleged al-Qaeda hijackers, like the bombing in the London Underground, where there was actually a training exercise going on, where the bombs were scheduled to go off exactly at the time these young guys brought the their rucksacks or knapsacks in to let it off. So they can use these people as proxy hijackers or proxy terrorists to cover a much bigger agenda.
And the same thing happened in Chicago and this event in New York. It's the same thing. It's mock drill material. These people are not...
They're decoys.
Not terrorists. They're
right.
Something entirely different.
Yes. And the Al-Qaeda database, people don't understand that the Al-Qaeda is the word given by the CIA to its database of agents in Afghanistan. That database was stolen in 1994, 1995, by John Deutsch, the disgraced director of the CIA. He was pardoned by Clinton in 2001. It appears from my research he sold that database, the Al-Qaeda database, to Canada, and they run most of these missions against the United States and the coalition forces in Iraq from Canada using that satellite hub. And the Al-Qaeda name is now being transferred to this organization, but it's never been anything other than a database of agents that can be assembled as a decoy to keep people's attention away from the real asset of these people, which is the just-in-time network that moves incendiaries and modified Boeing planes to attack domestic targets inside the United States and Canada.
And the same thing I can say for the word Doriba, which means jihad, and the jihad, too, is another form of causing chaos amongst people to fight amongst themselves.
Yeah, it's fabricated.
So they can fabricate things like moving money through alleged banking industry, various things. Both of them are tied together, and they're still out of the same operation. So, folks, when you hear these things, they're basically buzzwords. They had names of people that were going to be considered to be terrorists. Anyone with the name Mohammed was one. I was told by CIA agents that they had certain names they had in this royal thing. The royal name was added in because it's also a signature of those who did it. And, Joseph, I wanted you to come back and tell the audience what you hope from this show. Can you come back and tell us what you need for them to do?
Yes, if anyone knowing anything or knows someone that knows something, if they could call me, my home number is area code 850. My number is 944-9688. Or they could email me at Padilla, P-A-D-I-L-L-A, 1956 at cox.net.
Well, thank you both for being on, and this is the end for our segment for tonight. Folks, join us next week on the Deanne Verrilli Show Live on RBN Truth Radio, Monday through Friday. Don't forget, 6 p.m. Central Time. Good luck and love to all.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN Live.